The suction line accumulator and liquid floodback. What a suction line accumulator does, trapping liquid refrigerant before it reaches the compressor and metering it back as vapor plus oil so the compressor doesn't slug. The difference between floodback and migration, why low temp and heat pump systems need one, and how to diagnose floodback causes. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A suction line accumulator is a tank in the suction line, right before the compressor, that catches liquid refrigerant before it can reach the compressor and slug it. The suction line is supposed to carry vapor back to the compressor, if liquid sneaks back, because a TXV overflowed, because refrigerant migrated during the off cycle, or because a defrost dumped a slug, the accumulator gives it somewhere to land instead of going straight into the compressor's valves. But it's not just a trap. A good accumulator meters the liquid back out slowly as vapor, and brings the oil back with it, so nothing gets stranded. Think of it as a holding tank with a control drain. Catch the liquid, boil it off gradually into the suction stream, and return the oil that settled with it. You'll find accumulators on low-temp refrigeration. Heat pumps floodback is a constant risk in heat mode and at defrost, and any system where floodback or migration is a known threat. How it works? The suction line dumps into the top of the accumulator tank. Vapor, being light, fills the tank and exits out a pickup tube. Liquid drops to the bottom and stays there, held back from the compressor. The outlet is the clever part. The vapor pickup is usually a U-tube, an inverted U inside the tank that draws vapor off the top of the tank. At the very bottom of that U-tube is a small metering hole, the oil return slash bleed orifice. That tiny hole sips a controlled trickle of the liquid and oil mix from the bottom of the tank into the vapor stream, slowly enough that the compressor's heat can boil the liquid to vapor before it reaches the valves, but steadily enough that oil doesn't get trapped in the tank. Without that hole, oil would collect in the accumulator and starve the compressor. With it, oil rides back out with the metered bleed. So the accumulator does two jobs at once: hold back a liquid slug, protect the compressor from a sudden flood, and meter liquid plus oil back gradually so nothing stays stranded. It buys the system time to boil off liquid that the evaporator slash suction line couldn't fully evaporate on its own. Floodback vs migration. Know the difference. Floodback is liquid returning to the compressor while the system is running. A TXV overfeeding, a defrost slug, low load with a flooded coil. The accumulator catches it in operation. Migration is refrigerant moving to the cold compressor slash low side during the off cycle, condensing in the crankcase, and getting swept in as a slug at the next startup. The accumulator helps it start, but the real cures for migration are pump down control and crankcase heaters. Keep refrigerant out of the compressor while it's off. The accumulator is a safety net for the running floodback case and the startup slug. It's not a substitute for fixing the cause. In the field, find it in the suction line just ahead of the compressor, often a vertical cylinder. On heat pumps and low-temp systems, it's standard. Suspect floodback from the symptoms: sweating slash frosting suction line all the way to the compressor, a cold compressor body, low compressor superheat approaching zero, oil foaming in the crankcase, knocking slash slugging sounds, and in the worst case, broken valves or a failed compressor. Check compressor superheat at the compressor inlet. This is the number that tells you what the compressor is actually swallowing. Low slash zero compressor superheat equals liquid is getting back. The accumulator may be overwhelmed or the cause is severe. Verify the metering hole isn't plugged. A blocked oil return orifice in the accumulator means oil collects in the tank and the compressor slowly starves, and liquid isn't metered back, so the tank can flood over. Symptoms: oil level problems plus floodback that the accumulator should have handled. Trace the actual cause. The accumulator catches liquid. It doesn't explain why liquid is coming back. Check the TXV overfeeding slash hunting, defrost slug at termination, charge overcharge, low load conditions, and off-cycle controls migration. Fix the source. Normal values and targets. Compressor total superheat should stay comfortably positive at the compressor inlet, never riding near zero. Persistent near zero compressor superheat means liquid is reaching the compressor regardless of the accumulator. Accumulator sizing is matched to hold the worst expected liquid slug defrost, low load without flooding over, a sizing slash design value, not a field adjustment. Oil return orifice, a small, fixed bleed. It should be clear so oil returns and liquid meters out gradually. If it's plugged, the accumulator can't do its second job. Suction line condition. Frost slash sweat should taper off before the compressor under normal operation. Frost or sweat carrying all the way to and a cold compressor body suggests liquid getting through. Representative, confirm against the equipment. The accumulator is a protective device, Not a tuning point. Common faults and what they mean. Persistent floodback, low compressor, superheat. Cold compressor, slugging. The cause is upstream. TXV overfeeding slash hunting or wrong charge, defrost dumping a slug, chronic low load operation, or an undersized slash overwhelmed accumulator. The accumulator is catching what it can. Find why liquid keeps coming. Startup slugging slash knock on every start. Off cycle migration. Refrigerant condensing in the crankcase overnight. Cure is pump down and crankcase heaters, not a bigger accumulator. Compressor low on oil with an accumulator present. Plugged accumulator oil return orifice trapping oil in the tank, or general poor oil return in the system. Oil that goes into the accumulator and can't get back starves the compressor. Accumulator flooding over slash liquid still reaching compressor. Orifice plugged can't meter liquid out. Accumulator undersized for the slug, or a massive overfeed exceeding its capacity. The trap fills and spills. Broken compressor valve slash mechanical failure. The end result of unaddressed slugging. By the time you see this, floodback or migration has been happening for a while. Replacing the compressor without fixing the cause repeats the failure. Tech tips and gotchas. The accumulator is a safety net, not a fix. It catches liquid. It does not tell you why liquid is coming back. Every floodback call still owes you a root cause. TXV, defrost, charge, load, or migration. Replace a slugged compressor without fixing the source and you'll be back. Floodback running and migration off-cycle slash startup are different problems. Frost to the compressor while running equals floodback check TXV, defrost, charge. Knock on startup after a long off-cycle equals migration check pump down and crankcase heater. The cures are different. The little hole matters a lot. The oil return slash metering orifice at the bottom of the U-tube is what returns oil and meters liquid. Plugged, the accumulator traps oil, starves the compressor and can flood over, defeats its own purpose. Don't overlook it. Compressor superheat is your floodback meter. Read superheat at the compressor inlet, not just at the coil. Near zero compressor superheat means liquid is getting back no matter how good the evaporator superheat looks. Crankcase heaters earn their keep. On migration-prone systems, a working crankcase heater keeps the oil warm so refrigerant won't condense into it overnight. A dead crankcase heater is a quiet, recurring compressor killer that an accumulator alone won't cover. Don't add charge to fix floodback. More charge often worsens floodback. Find the overfeed or migration path. Charging over the symptom makes it worse and risks the compressor. Safety slash code notes. The accumulator holds refrigerant under suction pressure. Replacement is a refrigerant job under APA Section 608. Recover, don't vent. Slugging is a mechanical hazard to the compressor and can cause sudden failure. Address floodback promptly. A compressor breaking valves under liquid load can fail hard. Suction lines and the accumulator run cold. Service connections frostbite bare skin. Protect yourself. Crankcase heaters and compressor protection controls are part of the safety chain against migration slash floodback. Keep them functional. Don't disable a crankcase heater to save energy.